I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This happened last summer. It was me and my buddy Josh. We were out camping for the weekend as we both had time off from school. I worked with people in therapy, and Josh made hot dogs. I know, go figure, right? Anyways, we both had agreed to take off that Friday as we didn't make a reservation, so we wanted to get there, you know, because half of the park is first come, first serve, and we definitely wanted to get a spot for that weekend. It was a good thing that we got there early that Friday morning, because we got this great spot that was right next to this entrance to this hiking trail that I definitely wanted to check out once we got everything set up. Once we unloaded my truck, the first thing we went to is to the ice chest to crack open a couple brews. We sat down at the picnic table and just relaxed for a good few minutes before we unloaded everything else. Once we downed our brewskis, we set up the tent and then started placing the lawn chairs around the fire pit. Hey, Josh, help me with this tent really quick. It'll go a lot faster if we do it together.
Okay, cool,
he responded. After we set up the tent about 5 minutes later, we put everything else in its appropriate place and decided to cook up a little lunch. I was cooking up a few burgers. They weren't the hugest ones, so I made two apiece for us, at least for that evening. And we had tons of different varieties of chips, from Doritos to Flamin' Hot Funyuns to Flamin' Hot Cheetos, which were basically our favorites. Josh cracked open another brew, and myself, I had to grab a wild cherry Pepsi, as I don't like to mix my food with my beer. I kind of like to have that separate. I know, it's kind of funky, but it's just me. So we're in the middle of chowing down on this serious golden grubbage, and Josh pulls out this seedy-looking case. What the hell is that, dude? I asked.
Dude, this is my collection, let me show you.
And he opens this leather briefcase thing up, and it's full of Pokemon cards.
How old are you, 12?
I started laughing, making fun of him.
Shut up, dude. It's my thing. It's cool.
Whatever you say, dude, I replied. Sitting parallel with Josh, I noticed him finishing up his chips on his plate as he was ravaging through the different pages of his Pokemon collection, and I noticed that something was sticking out of his ass out of the corner of my eye. I glanced over at him, and I noticed it was some weird swirly-looking stick sticking out of his back pocket.
Dude, what's that? You like some hard wood in your butt? I said to him in my butthead voice.
Yeah, you like morning wood in your butt.
Dude, that's not just a stick. That's not just any stick, Josh replied. It's my wand.
What? What are you talking about?
Dude, have you never seen Harry Potter?
Oh, God, are you serious, bro? Save some pussy for the rest of us. I started laughing. I can't believe you brought this stuff for camping, dude. We're supposed to be enjoying nature and getting away from all this stuff. Oh, my God.
Hey, whatever, dude, okay, you're in the Goosebumps and Are You Afraid of the Dark, and that's not necessarily adultish either, Josh replied.
Well, he got me there, I will say. But at least I didn't bring it with me camping, I said in defense.
He rolled his eyes and took a sip of his beer and said, "Whatever, dude. To each their own."
"Touché," I replied.
After we wrapped up our little lunch, we decided to go on the little hiking trail to see where it went to. We had no idea how deep it was, but that was kind of the whole point of the adventure. We grabbed our waters and we headed off on the trail. I'm always up for a good adventure, especially when it comes to hiking. Josh, on the other hand, would have rather stayed behind and play with his little wand. I hope to God he didn't bring any of his robes either to go with it, I thought to myself. We were actually having a really good time hiking. We talked a lot about things from work, from school, and just basic life things that we were going through separately going to different schools. A couple hours had passed, and we were really deep in the woods at this point. Deeper than I expected the trail to even go. Usually these trails are about a couple miles deep, what I figured from the past going to different campsites. This one was different. This one just kept going deeper and deeper. A couple of times I wanted to just call it quits and head back, but we were just having so much fun just talking and telling jokes that I didn't want it to end, so we just kept going. It seemed like the further that we went, the more dense it became. It seemed like everything around us started to slowly enclose on us with the woods. The trail was becoming so narrow that we could no longer stand by each other as we hiked. And that's when we started hearing the noises. We both stopped in our tracks and looked at each other, and then slowly looked around, gazing in all directions, trying to see what the hell that noise was. I never heard anything like that before in my life.
"What is that, dude?" Josh asked me, whispering.
I don't know," I responded. "But whatever it is, it sounds close." I'm done hiking, dude. Let's just get back to our camping spot," Josh said. I nodded in agreement.
"Yeah, let's do that."
We turned around and we started walking back in the direction from whence we came at a much faster walking pace. Unfortunately, the sounds didn't cease. As we continued our hiking back down the trail to our camping spot, we started hearing these howls in the distance.
"The hell? Is there coyotes or something out here?" I said out loud.
Josh didn't reply. He just looked at me, and then he said, "That didn't sound like a coyote to me." Those words that he spoke put shivers down my spine, and we started the walk just a little bit faster. Unfortunately, we had walked quite a bit, so getting back to our camping site was no walk in the park. It was going to take a while. I swear, we were hearing something moving through the brush, through the trees, coming from all directions around us as we were walking back. We were never able to truly tell where it was coming from or what it was. Until we saw the eyes. By now the sun was setting and it was getting a little dark out. Paranoid at this point, we would periodically look behind us as we walked back to our camping spot. But that one time we turned around, we saw something behind the trees, staring at us. The silhouette was dark and very tall. It looked like it had pointy ears, but it was really hard to tell as it was already getting kind of dark out. But the eyes glowed red, a dark red. Whatever it was, snarled, you could hear its bass echo through the trees. I knew we were close. But were we close enough to make a sprint run for it and actually make it back to camp? At least if we got back to camp. I had a gun with me. It was a 9mm, but it was something, right? I motioned to Josh.
Should we do it?
Should we just make a run back to camp? Josh kind of looked puzzled at me.
I don't know if I can make it that far. I have no idea how close we are.
Well, if we just keep walking, this thing may just snag us.
But
Whatever this thing is probably faster than us anyway, so what would it matter? He replied. I would say about 30 seconds after we were debating on what the hell to do. I looked ahead and I saw the familiar-looking wooden sign that was out in the distance in front of us. Look, that's the entrance to the trail. We're almost here. Let's make a run for it. He nodded and we sprinted as fast as we could back towards camp. We could hear the thumping of whatever that thing was in the distance, its heavy footsteps vibrating the floor beneath us. As soon as we reached camp, I ran to my backpack and pulled out my pistol and turned around and aimed. But there was nothing there. I stayed ready. And all of a sudden, this thing ran across the trail from the left to the right side, dashing into the woods in front of me. I shot twice at it.
Did you hit it?
Josh screamed. I don't think so, but maybe we scared it off. I don't care, dude, at this point. Let's just get the hell out of here. I don't even know what the hell that thing was. I couldn't have agreed more with Josh. We quickly grabbed our personal belongings and rushed over to my truck, leaving the ice chest, lawn chairs, and our tent and everything else behind as we got in the truck and sped off into the night, never to return. This happened to me about 10 years ago. I worked at a psychiatric ward in central Pennsylvania. I was on a 10-minute smoke break out back. I was just checking out my cell phone, texting my girlfriend that I was going to be home a little bit late as someone was late to relieve me from my shift. I was about halfway through my cigarette, just enjoying myself on the chair as I looked out into the wilderness. The hospital that I worked at the time was surrounded by a dense forest. It was about 9:45. I was supposed to be off work at 10 o'clock, but the person that was supposed to relieve me was running late, so I figured I might as well take another break since I had nothing better to do to wait for him to arrive. The employee back porch area where I like to smoke my cigarettes on my breaks in peace, there's no lights back here, so my eyes quickly adjusted to the darkness. After I finished texting my girlfriend, I just stared out into the woods and enjoyed its beauty. I've always been one for nature, so I always admired my surroundings while on break. And just then, that's when I saw something coming out of the woodline. At first, I thought it was a big deer. I couldn't really tell at first. I leaned forward in my lawn chair and really tried to truly examine it more closely with my eyes. No, it wasn't a deer. It was some type of wolf. It was pretty big, though. I didn't know that wolves would get that large. It was pitch black out, and so was its fur, from what I could tell. It was just trotting along, as if it didn't care if it was being noticed. And then, all of a sudden, it just stopped right in its tracks. It tilted its head, and I swear, for a split second, it looked right at me. I'm at least 60 yards away. It must have saw the cherry on my cigarette or something because, I swear to you, it looked directly at me. It seemed like hours that we had some kind of a trance-staring contest, but realistically, it was probably only about 10 to 20 seconds. Then, it tilted its head up to the sky and let out a huge howl. It hopped up on its back hind legs like a man, stretched, turned around, and then ran into the woodline, disappearing without a trace. I blinked my eyes hard and stood up. Did I just frickin' see what I just thought I saw? No, it couldn't be. No animal could just hop on its back legs like that. What the hell was that thing? I told my coworkers about this, but they didn't believe me. But I know what I saw. When I was in Boy Scouts when I was a child, We went out camping for a week-long expedition with our camp counselor and some other members. I remember it was this one particular night that we were in our tent telling some ghost stories, eating some chips and some trail mix. I honestly don't remember what time it was. I mean, we were all like 11 and 10 years old, so who knows? I mean, I don't remember having a watch at that particular time, but it was late. We started hearing some weird, odd noises outside of our tent. None of us actually had the guts to unzip the tent and take a look outside, so we just sat there amongst ourselves with our flashlights in silence. At first, it just sounded like something large was just brushing through the trees amongst our tent. But then the howls started coming. Our first thought was coyotes. I mean, they are common amongst this area. But there was just something weird, something odd about how they sounded. That told us that it was no coyote. What else could it have been, though? My friend suggested that it was the werewolf, and I just laughed. No, werewolves don't exist. But nobody else spoke. We just continued to sit there in silence and waited. I don't know how long we sat there, but we never heard anything else for the remainder of the night. We all eventually fell asleep, waiting. For what? I don't know. When we told our lead in the morning, he just laughed at us and just told us we were just telling too many ghost stories that night. But I know what we heard was real. Whether it was a werewolf or a coyote or whatever the hell it is, it was real. And it was close. It was a dark and quiet night that we were camping out in the woods. It was supposed to be just a couple nights over the weekend. A couple of peaceful nights. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. If you're finding this journal and you haven't found me, just assume that I'm dead. My name is Brandon, and I was out here with a couple of my college buddies. The first night, we were having a great time. After we set up camp, we were drinking and barbecuing on the grill, having some fun, playing some tunes around the fire pit. Everything was kosher. It was really just a normal night. That was until my friend Bob went missing. At first, we thought maybe he ended up going number two instead of just taking a number one out there alone in the woods. But after he disappeared for at least 20 minutes, we started to get concerned. We grabbed our flashlights and we started echoing his name throughout the area, trying to figure out where he may have went. When we got no response, that's when we really started to worry. David and I split up around the camping area, seeing if we could cover more traction that way. About another 15 minutes had passed, and still no Bob. A few minutes later, I found Bob's shirt hanging on the edge of a tree branch nearby. When I approached it, I noticed it was covered in red blood. It must have been Bob's blood, because Bob wasn't carrying any type of weapons when he went to go to the bathroom. I started to panic at that point. I screamed out to my buddy David, and eventually he made his way over in my direction as I was waving my flashlight up in the air like a maniac trying to get his attention. David confirmed that it was indeed Bob's shirt. I suddenly had goosebumps all over my body. What had taken our friend, and why? Then we heard the screams. The screams from our friend Bob, somewhere in the distance.
No! No! No!
At this point, all we had was a hatchet and some pepper spray. But that was enough for us. We had to find where those screams were coming from, and fast. The screams continued to echo. All we could do is just try to pick the right direction.
even though it was really hard to even do that at the time. Then, we heard the howls, but they didn't sound like anything I've ever heard before. They were different, definitely more sinister. At this point, we were so extremely scared, but we had no choice but try to help our friend. We tried a different approach. Instead of screaming and using our flashlights to try to get whatever's attention was out there to try to find our buddy Bob, we kept quiet and slowly walking in the direction for where we were hearing the noises. Maybe, just maybe, our friend was still alright and we could help him by some type of surprise attack. Hopefully. After about 20 minutes of walking, we were totally and utterly lost. At this point, we were hearing his screams coming from different directions at the exact same time. I think whatever was out there was truly messing with us. Maybe it wasn't even our friend Bob making these noises. Maybe whatever it was outside was trying to lure us into some kind of trap. But of course, my friend David said I just watched one too many movies, but hey, I don't hear any other bright ideas, and we still haven't found our friend. We took a 5-minute breather against some trees and sat down on a rock. I pulled out my journal, and this is basically where I've been entering things lately. I'm gonna close this chapter right now for the journal, because we really have to find our friend. And my buddy David just told me to go over to where he was at. He says he saw something in the distance. It looked like eyes. Glowing eyes just staring at us from the moonlight. I'm gonna go over there and check it out and see if he's full of crap. I'll add more later once we find Bob.
We're here at Menards Bank Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste. Cereal. Coffee. Dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big.